WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A College Station woman who took her dog to the A&M Small Animal Hospital yesterday is accused of hitting a vet student twice in the face with a closed fist. 47-year-old Janet Davis was arrested for misdemeanor assault after reacting to the student offering the dog a treat while attempting to fit a muzzle on the animal.
This is something that normally does not happen. It's very uncommon for a staff member or a student to be assaulted by someone they're providing services to.
Lieutenant Alan Barone of the University Police Department says the worker was treated at the scene by A&M paramedics. Weekend arrests include a 20-year-old Bryan man who's been busted 58 times. That's according to a College Station policeman who asked for a higher bond before Malachi Muse II would be released from jail. The latest incident was Saturday night when police responded to a report of Muse injuring his mother because she didn't want him going to a birthday party for his child. Officers were told Muse threw a large glass vase so hard at his mother that a piece of broken glass also hit and cut his grandmother. According to College Station police, Muse had 27 offenses as a juvenile, 10 more when he was 17, and 21 since turning 18. That has led to 14 arrests and 8 convictions, including 3 priors for assault causing bodily injury to a family member. Muse, who was also arrested for evading and resisting arrest, was jailed on bonds totaling $68,000. It's a fresh new school year, and each one of Bryan ISD's third graders will receive his or her own dictionary through a special program. Bryan Dictionary Project Chair Debbie Pipe says she and several other former educators behind the fundraising will be distributing more than 1,300 dictionaries in September.
Each of us working on this project is passionate about the potential this gift has to help kids realize the power of words and thus the power of learning. We've invited Republican elected officials to hand out the dictionaries individually to students in their classrooms. For the children, it reinforces the significance of the gift to receive it from the hands of someone they perceive as important.
Pipe says they are still raising funds for a prize portion of the giveaway in which the teachers conduct dictionary drills. If you'd like to get involved, more details are on our website at WTAW.com. 2 years ago, high school administrators in the Bryan School District did not follow policies regarding changing the state academic status of some high school students. Superintendent Tommy Wallace explained on WTAW's The Infomaniacs that parent meetings were not held with students and principals. That resulted in the state giving the district a low rating for preparing high school students for what they do after graduation.
Now, we've gone back in our audit, and we have found that we had students that were coded incorrectly, that we have students that actually graduated on the recommended plan that were coded minimum plan. And so what happens now is we're going to appeal this decision. We feel like that we have a standard and a reasoning to appeal it. We feel like we're going to get it.
Wallace says this happened after the district was dinged by the state for low high school graduation rates.
What some of these principals were doing was looking at these students and saying, okay, and these counselors were going, okay, in years past we had had a lower graduation rate. And so we're going to make for sure that these students graduate. Mm. And so they had bumped them down to that minimum plan.
Wallace says roughly half the students given recommended status 2 years ago were affected. An outside auditor was in the district Friday as a follow-up to an internal investigation. A&M President Bowen Lofton and Chancellor John Sharp have agreed on Lofton's compensation when he resigns next year.
Within 10 business days after Lofton leaves on January 10th, he'll receive $850,000 cash. That's twice his annual salary. From that point until the 2014 fall semester, Lofton will be a special advisor to Provost Karen Watson. He'll be paid almost $26,000 a month, or about $180,000 for the interim. Beginning with the fall semester next year, as previously reported, Lofton will be a tenured professor in the College of Engineering. He'll also continue as a special advisor as he creates an institute. Combined pay for those duties, $310,000, along with the $50,000 budget. Upon his departure, Lofton will become president emeritus and will receive what's written as customary benefits. He was also given up to $25,000 to pay lawyers and or tax advisors to assist with the transition. A copy of the 4-page separation agreement's online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Starting today, visitors to the George Bush Library and Museum will be able to engage with another President George Washington. Marketing and Communications Director Will King says through early September, the museum will display one of Washington's personal copies of the Bill of Rights and Acts of Congress.
He had about 7 or 8 of these copies of the Acts of Congress. This one here that we'll have on display has, you know, his personal handwritten notes off in the margin and everything. I mean, it's just an incredible chance to see a piece of history of the Congress, Bill of Rights, Washington's handwritten notes. I mean, it's going to be pretty amazing.
King says there will also be an opening event and lecture tomorrow evening at 6:30, where a historian will explain the significance of these documents and visitors can share their own experiences. WTAW News Time is 6:15. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mowing a big yard like ours can be a real pain, so when the folks at Sioux Falls Prater told us we could cover ground faster and be cozier on a John Deere X700 Series lawn tractor, we were skeptical. But after that first ride, we were believers, because the X700 Series rides smooth as butter. Plus, it does more than just mow. Tons of attachments at Sioux Falls Prater allows to do almost anything around the yard. And seeing how comfy it is, I think my husband's found his new favorite seat in the house. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see him online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Good morning. It's 6:13. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the vicinity of Galveston and Houston this morning may push into our region later today. And ahead of them, we will see some sun. It'll be breezy today near 90. Any storms will diminish tonight. It'll become partly cloudy, 75 overnight. Tomorrow, partial sun, the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm, 95. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Sunshine and 95 to 100 as we head through the day on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. DeCesar Everett and Floyd Ravens each got their punishment. We'll share that with you in just a little bit. A&M Soccer took to the pitch for the first time this year. That and a whole lot more with sports. We'll get you caught up at about 6:50.
Well, they tell us there's a 40% chance of rain in this little forecast I got here. Again, 40% risk of showers. Show
I like that.
Some clouds yesterday, which made it bearable for part of the day.
I had 3 raindrops while mowing.
Did you? Well, there. Okay.
All 3 of them.
Well,
and I was pretty excited, too. My air conditioning broke on Friday night. And well, so I was like, oh, boy, I'm so glad we're only in the 90s.
There. Yeah, it's a break. Well, you know. So what'd you do? Did you go to your parents' house?
No, I stayed at my house.
You toughed it out, huh?
Just turned on a lot of fans and
you and the cats.
Yeah, the cats didn't even get up and ask for food this morning. They just laid in the floor. I was like,
Okay. Well, that's good. So there you go. Maybe you can get your air conditioner fixed today. It's only 92.
Woohoo! Yay!
Yeah, at least 1 million cockroaches managed to escape from a farm in China.
A cockroach farm.
Sick.
Are they raising them? What? The owner, Wang Brown, said that he was raising the insects for use in traditional medicine.
Okay.
What are we testing on cockroaches besides ways to kill them?
No, they're not testing them. They probably grind them up and use them in something.
Ah, okay.
I mean, traditional medicine has a lot of interesting things in it. You know, like rhinoceros toenails and, you know, stuff.
They're pretty traditional over there. Until they somehow managed to escape from their greenhouse, the farmer said that he was feeding them biscuits and fruit every single day. Now he would seem that they will have to fend for themselves.
Those dumb cockroaches, they had it made.
That's right, he yelled at him. Go ahead, leave. See if I care.
Raid!
Leave your biscuits and fruit. Go try to find something else on your own and not get stepped on.
You got a good gig right here. Approximately 1 million cockroaches escaped into the fields surrounding his home.
See, he's going about this all the wrong way.
How about that?
They'll come back.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He got all the food.
That's exactly. He'll just leave them out there and just slowly but surely move the biscuits and fruit closer into the cage. And then, as you say, they won't be smart enough to know.
Walk them in.
That's it.
Or suddenly there's like an outburst in the population of birds around his house.
Well, that, you know, that could work too. Food source here.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
So I guess he goes out and finds 2 more cockroaches and starts over again?
I don't know if that works like rabbits or not.
Yeah.
the street. How long does it take to get 1,000?
Well,
maybe I don't want to know.
We haven't ever talked about, and probably won't start today, the gestation period for cockroaches.
How important is it for your high school senior to stay in school, perhaps obtain a scholarship for college, or maybe even win a new car? Atkinson Toyota Scion is proud to bring you the second year of the Atkinson It Pays to Stay program. One lucky high school senior in the Brazos Valley with perfect attendance their senior year will win a brand new Scion TC from Atkinson Toyota Scion. Only graduating high school seniors may register. Go to AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com. Registration deadline is October 1st, 2013.
617, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Here we are. It's, we're almost to the end of the month of August, aren't we? I think today is day number one of school, isn't it? Yeah, sorry. I'll turn those microphones on for you. Yeah.
Today. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Anyway, today's for, you know, those kids who get to go to school kind of on their own when they want to show up, and those who this morning should be going to school. You know, there are always more stomach aches on this day than any other day.
But it is also a brand new, fresh day. I mean, I had a stomach ache today. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, okay.
It makes sense.
It's day 238, means got 127 of them to go. It's Women's Equality Day because the 19th Amendment was signed on this date. It's National Dog Day. Don't know what that means.
Like the dog days of summer? Or?
Well, I mean, we certainly might still be in them. And it's also Cherry Popsicle Day.
Ooh.
Just remember, it makes your mouth red. All right. Here we go.
Birthdays, Chris Pine is 33.
Oh.
James T. Kirk in the new movies.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin is 33. He's collecting bets.
Yes, he is. At 33, who'd have thunk it, right?
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Melissa McCartney is 43. She's Mike and Molly and was in Bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian Young, the drummer from No Doubt, is 44. Chris Burke is 48. He was Corky in Life Goes On. And Valerie Simpson from Ashford and Simpson, 68 years old.
Yeah. Kiki Palmer from Aquila and the Bee. Be 20. Ola Ray is 53 today. You're going, really?
Who?
Yeah. The girl in Thriller. Remember the video?
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, see, you just say that.
Yeah,
and
I
that's
know
it.
The girl, yeah. Even I know the girl in Thriller.
There'd be no other reason you know her, because I don't think she's done much since then. And then Bradford Marsalis is 53 today. He's the jazz dude. And we probably should have done half birthdays, but, you know, quite honestly, I was too busy to do that.
It's really okay.
Yeah, all right. Today we'll talk about the Facebook activities of Canadians.
You were caught up watching the VMAs last night, weren't you?
You know, I tell you, I do have a VMA story.
I just like the picture of Will Smith's family.
It's
like every single one has a different expression of shock and disgust.
Because
of Miley Cyrus's dance.
Oh,
it's a pretty funny picture if you look up their picture.
Anyway, and you're right. The Video Music Awards were like, because they used to play music videos a long time ago on MTV. What's interesting is the show has been all about performances since the first Moon Men were handed out 30 years ago, but there was not one single mention of it being that anniversary. Since most of MTV's target audience is far too young to remember way back 30 years
Your
ago.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, another outrageous sign of the times. We now have more Americans receiving some sort of food aid from the federal government than we have full-time workers in the private sector. Department of Agriculture says we have 101 million Americans receiving some sort of government benefit related to food, and there are 15 different programs, by the way, to choose from. Cost you, the taxpayers, $114 billion alone in 2012. That's 101 million, a third of our population. Yet, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, only 97 million full-time workers in the private sector in 2012. In other words, the number of Americans working full-time has been surpassed by the number of Americans collecting benefits related to food assistance. This is unsustainable.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, if you go to a big box store, you're going to get the same kid that sells lumber and ladders and drills advising you on your blind shade shutters and drapes. Now, can you say, save your receipt? Now, my wife and I, we love Blinds.com. They have over 100 design experts that will serve you for free. Now, hurry and you save an extra 20 to 25% off top brands now. You get free color samples, free shipping, and a chance to win $5,000 in cash. Just go to Blinds.com for details. Their prices crush home improvement store prices. Remember the name, Blinds.com.
I want to tell you about IncomeRevolution.com. Now, that's part of the only work-from-home business that I endorse, and you could earn a few hundred to several thousand dollars a month from your kitchen table. Like listener Kirsten is a busy dad who earns nearly $3,500 in 1 month. No pressure, no selling soap, just a great opportunity to earn money from home. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 just for checking out their website. Visit IncomeRevolution.com. That's IncomeRevolution.com. Now, the results are not average, but you can check the website and see what you can realistically expect.
Sovac City has an immediate opening for a sales manager trainee in College Station. This position requires an outgoing personality and the ability to work with people easily. Sovac City offers a very competitive salary with benefits such as medical, dental, paid vacation, and more. No Sundays or nights. Candidates should be enthusiastic, motivated, and very personable. If this position is for you, apply in person at Sovac City Direct at 700 South Bryan Avenue in Bryan. No phone calls, please. Sovac City.
Honey, where'd you go?
Home.
You left me in the forest. What am I supposed to do?
Check your laptop for AggielandHelpWanted.com.
You left me in the forest.
Get a job. They have hundreds of local jobs. Drivers, electricians, plumbers, heating, air, and post your resume. It's free.
This is crazy. Get away.
Are you okay?
Well, I thought I saw a big bear.
Well, check it out, AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Actually, it was a bunny rabbit, but it was big!
Long name, amazing results.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice. Making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018. 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Merger news. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A big Monday merger is in the works in the pharmaceutical sector. The biotech drug maker Amgen is buying Onyx Pharmaceuticals, which makes cancer drugs. The deal is valued at nearly $10.5 billion. Observers say Steve Ballmer's successor at Microsoft will have to change the corporate culture of the software giant. Experts say Microsoft has stopped being innovative, falling behind companies like Apple, Google, and Amazon that are creating new ways of computing. Ballmer announced his retirement plans on Friday. Subway is expanding its selection of sandwich breads. The chain will offer garlic bread as an option starting next Sunday. Several fast food chains have been focusing on their breads to try to get a leg up on the competition. Wendy's discovered a hit this summer when it introduced burgers on pretzel rolls and chicken sandwiches on flatbread. Smashburger, Cosi, and Panera also have new bread choices. Stock market futures are a little bit lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales event. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Good morning. It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 92 for a high temperature today. Got a chance for some showers mainly in the afternoon. 40% is what they're telling us right now. The wind's out of the east, so it ought to be fairly pleasant today. 75 for a low tonight. Warming it up a little bit to 96 tomorrow with a slight chance of showers, and then back up to the hundreds for the balance of the week is what they're telling us. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 988% relative humidity, and we have 75.
As great as technology is, it may be robbing our children of some basic social skills that we adults take for granted. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $24.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Here's an OTC business profile from SpotlightStock.com. Refill Energy, ticker symbol REFG. Refill Energy provides powerful solutions for a complex industry. REFG's technology ensures regulation compliance, allowing producers and providers to meet growing demands. Talk to your broker about Refill Energy or enter ticker symbol REFG. That's ticker symbol REFG. See SpotlightStock.com for full disclaimer.
Technology allows us to connect with a lot of people all over the planet.
And yet at the same time, research starts to show us now that we are less connected with one another in terms of meaningful, deep relationships.
Dr. Catherine Steiner-Adair, author of the book The Big Disconnect, says an example of this is how texting is replacing talking.
As phones no longer are about listening to each other, sharing moments of silence as we really absorb the tone and affect and intent of another person's words.
There's research now that shows that kids are getting so accustomed to texting that they're losing the capacity to have a real conversation.
I talk about one parent that requires and teaches her children that this is how dinnertime conversation flows. And a monosyllabic answer is not acceptable. And that's something that there's a lot of concern about. Kids' ability to have deep conversations, to think creatively. These are very important social skills. And texting lets you avoid them.
Time spent playing on phones, tablets, and computers is time not spent playing and interacting in the real world.
So there's a lot at stake when you put kids in front of screens, and when screens, as my colleague Michael Thompson say, become the new outdoors in the lives of children.
Tomorrow, how parents texting can hurt their relationship with their own kids. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss The Ten Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Back on the streets is a Bryan man whose driving record includes 35 enforcement actions and 10 convictions. A Bryan policeman who knows 24-year-old Jeffrey Crutchfield spotted him behind the wheel Saturday afternoon. After his arrest for an enhanced charge of driving without a license, Crutchfield was taken to jail where he's smiling in his booking photo, which you can see online at WTAW.com. 37 minutes later, Crutchfield was released after posting a $2,000 bond. It took a little more time, 14 hours, for another Bryan man to get out of jail. 44-year-old Herman Castillo was arrested for drunk driving with four prior DWI convictions. Saturday night, witnesses told Bryan police Castillo drove the wrong way on Ravine Avenue with children playing in the area. When officers arrived, they found Castillo passed out while the engine was still running. The arrest report noted drunk driving convictions dating back to 1992. Castillo's bond is $10,000. Very rarely is an A&M employee or student assaulted by a member of the general public. Lieutenant Alan Barone of University Police says that happened to a vet student yesterday afternoon at the small animal hospital.
She advised the officers that she was assisting a client with her dog, and the client became upset and struck her twice in the face with a closed fist, causing a laceration on the victim's face.
The victim was offering a treat while trying to put a muzzle on the dog when she was struck. She was treated at the scene by university paramedics. 47-year-old Janet Davis of College Station was arrested for misdemeanor assault. Officially, it's called a transition agreement. A&M President Bowen Lofton and Chancellor John Sharp have signed off on Lofton's compensation when he steps down January 10th.
The four-page agreement, which you can read online at WTAW.com, gives Lofton at least $1.4 million through the end of the 2014-15 school year. A majority, $850,000, twice his annual salary, and will be paid within 10 business days after he steps down. There's another $180,000 that will come between January and the following August as a special advisor to Provost Karen Watson. He'll keep that position when he starts a year from now as a tenured professor in the College of Engineering and create an institute involving several A&M system agencies. His salary and office budget will be $360,000. Lofton also receives 12 months of moving and storage expenses, up to $25,000 to pay tax advisors and or lawyers to assist with the transition, and what's called the customary benefits of becoming president emeritus. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a new school year begins, Bryan School District administrators are dealing with academic issues from 2 years ago. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the proper label was not given to higher performing high school students when data was sent to the state for accreditation purposes.
I don't think that any one counselor, I don't think that any one principal did anything maliciously. I don't think they did anything that would make them feel like they were breaking the law. I don't think they were looking out in their minds for the best interest of the children.
They
That's what we do.
They cooked the books. Is that about right?
Well, they did what they thought was best at the time.
Wallace says corrective steps include hiring an outside auditor.
He will look at each one of our students' folders, or their CUME folders. We'll look and make for sure that we have them on the right plans. We'll have training put in place for our counselors in order to make for sure that they have the right training in order to put the students on the right plan.
Wallace says about half the affected students were incorrectly shown to be lower performing in an effort to improve the district's high school graduation rate. This school year, 63 third-grade classrooms in Bryan will receive a total of 1,352 dictionaries. Chair Debbie Pipes for the Dictionary Project in Bryan says the fundraising has been difficult, but worth it.
We have been fundraising all summer, and I have learned just how hard it is to fundraise in the summer. Despite that, we just sent $3,024 off to pay for the books, thanks to the generosity of all the great folks in this community. We still need money for prizes, though, but we did very, very well. Very excited about what we accomplished.
She says prizes will be given by teachers during dictionary drills, and elected officials, including Congressman Bill Flores, will help hand out the dictionary so that the children realize that it's an important gift. At WTAW.com, you can find the address for sending funds to the prize portion of the giveaway. You can now see the handwriting and thoughts of America's first president at a local museum. Marketing and Communications Director Will King with the Bush Library and Museum says George Washington's copy of the Acts of Congress and Bill of Rights, complete with his personal notes, are available today through September 9th.
We have an exhibit opening event and lecture the next day on the 27th. Robert Brookhiser will be there, and he's a presidential historian. He has extensive experience in this, and he'll explain exactly what the Acts of Congress are and why it's a significant piece of history. People will also have a chance to weigh in on what they think about the exhibit. There's a traveling blog, if you will.
That event will start tomorrow evening at 6:30. King says Washington only had about 7 or 8 copies, and it's an incredible chance to see a piece of history. WTAW News Time is 6:38 at 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Craig Newland with Above and Beyond Lawn Care, and I've been doing business with Mike Vivaldi for 9 years now because he treats us right every time and gives us a great deal.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
It's almost open. It's what you've been asking for. American Lube Centers with a hand car wash at Tower Point. Hi, this is Debbie. At American Lube Centers, we are known for our fast, friendly service, and we're looking for enthusiastic, friendly people to execute our mission of service, service, service. We need experienced lube techs and car wash techs. Apply in person at our location on Briarcrest or email hr@AmericanLubeCenters.com. Come join a winning team. American Lube Centers, growing strong, building futures, and taking care of our customers.
Brazos Valley weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
We have showers and thunderstorms along the Gulf Coast this morning, and they are moving off towards the west. Some of this moisture may push in towards us today. Mixture of sun and clouds, breezy near 90. There is the chance for showers and thunderstorms as the day goes on. Those should taper off tonight. It'll be partly cloudy, breezy overnight, 75. Sun tomorrow, the risk of a late-day storm near 95. It'll be sunny and warmer Wednesday. Highs will be 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Pair of A&M defensive backs are going to have to sit out a game, or at least partial games, according to Eric Hyman. A&M soccer took to the pitch for the first time over the weekend. We'll get you caught up with that. And Major League Baseball plus the Texans in their last preseason game last night as well. All that more with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 15 minutes, give or take.
Okay. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's really hot when she takes that bun down at the age of 80.
Stop it.
You know, being a politician is not about how good you look.
She's not a politician. She's a Supreme Court justice.
Well.
They're not politicians.
Anyway.
No, they have nothing to do with politics at all.
I understand. They're always unbiased and yada, yada, yada.
Talked about a lot of things in an interview with the New York Times that was published on Saturday. She took a shot at the conservatives on the high court, making it the current body of what she calls one of the most activist courts in history. Among the other things they asked her about was her retirement plans, and did it have anything to do with what the president could name her replacement. And what she said is, quote, There will be a president after this one, and I'm hopeful that that president will be a fine president.
Oh.
Is she saying that what's his name's not a fine president? I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's an interesting comment. Certainly interesting.
Another interesting comment came from Mary Fallon. She is the Oklahoma governor, okay?
He said that twice. Why didn't you just go, Oklahoma?
How am I? Said she'd like to see President Obama weigh in publicly on the recent shooting death of the Australian baseball player. She said, quote, "It would be nice if our nation were to certainly express their condolences. How very sorry we are. It's a very unusual circumstance. We don't appreciate that someone would commit such a brutal crime upon an innocent person." She added, "I think it would be a nice gesture for him to do that, especially since the country of Australia has expressed their sentiment as to the murder itself. I think it would be a nice gesture. I certainly would. That's what I'm going to do."
Mm.
Yeah, once again, is he too busy playing golf to do that? Let's see what else. Well, I'm just, you know, just saying. Ted Cruz is kind of backing down on this whole, shutting the government thing down.
Hmm.
I think he's seeing it's probably not going to happen. What he has said is that there will need to be a grassroots tsunami. Hmm. I don't know what that means.
It's an interesting picture.
It is. The House of Representatives should pass a continuing resolution, a CR as they call it, that funds the federal government in its entirety, every aspect of the federal government except Obamacare, and it should explicitly prohibit any funding for Obamacare, mandatory or discretionary. Again, we'll see how all that works out. And now, thank goodness, there's another state that Eric Holder's decided to go after.
Oh,
it's Louisiana. Bobby Jindal was on Meet the Press yesterday, and among the things he talked about was Eric Holder, because what he's doing is they're kind of in a legal battle over the state's school voucher program. And a lot of people are watching that to see if this school voucher thing can work. Again, New Orleans is not like a lot of cities and the
Mm-mm.
problems they have there. Of course, they have a lot of kids who go to private school in New Orleans simply because the public schools are so awful. But Jindal said 8,000 New Orleans parents have chosen to take these dollars and send their kids to better schools, to other schools, where they can get a better education, where it's a better fit for their children. Now the Department of Justice, using the same rules that were there to prevent discrimination against minority children, and they're going after these parents and some of these kids and saying, "We don't know that we want to allow you to make this choice. We want you to have to go to a federal judge." Which, again, if you're going to do the voucher program, obviously in that case, the state of Louisiana is in the crosshairs of the Obama administration. Now, remember, we've been talking about this plan. TxDOT is part of the transportation deal. Legislature was going to give them money, but they had to find $100 million in savings. If they did that, then they'd be financed. Well, they kind of floated out this trial balloon 2 weeks ago on a Friday afternoon when they hoped nobody was watching to, well, turn the maintenance of state roads within city limits back to local governments. Well, apparently there was a widespread reaction about that. We certainly talked to folks in both cities about that. They said, well, you know, there's a meeting that's coming up. Actually, it'll be on the 29th that they'll have a hearing about this. But on Friday afternoon, officials clarified the proposed turnover of those state roads to local governments. Clarifying means, oh, crap, they caught us.
That's exactly yes. what it means.
The department may not have explained the program as well as we needed to, says Mark Williams, the director of planning. Yeah. In other words, we put that trial balloon up. He says, he acknowledges that it struck a nerve. Yeah, I bet.
You think?
When the agency's executive director, Phil Wilson, sent a letter to many mayors and county judges saying that transportation officials were considering the ceding of the control of 1,900 miles of state-maintained roads that stretch mostly into urban and suburban areas. The letters were met with near universal opposition because local officials said it basically amounted to shifting the state spending down to local governments. Mr. Williams, speaking at the Houston-Galveston Area Transportation Council, stressed that transportation officials have not approved any conversions. Now, they approved them, but they sure were floating that trial balloon up there. His understanding was this would be only if the communities wanted it. Yeah, because I know communities are going to go, We don't think the state should have to pay for the maintenance of state roads. We want to take that over.
Absolutely.
I want to find the first state who said, the first city that said that they wanted to do that. The $165 million the agency estimated it would save in maintenance cost would not factor into the $100 million savings that state lawmakers ordered. Sure. Yeah, okay, fine. Anyway, I believe they got caught.
Yeah.
I believe they got their hands spanked. Now they're going to go, all right.
But.
Okay, you mean we really have to go find savings rather than pass it down to the cities? Okay. So, and let's see, I think we have one more David Dewhurst story.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
David was speaking with WFAA on Sunday, and let's see. Find his quote here. Oh, I think we have a little audio. Let's bring it up here and see what we got going on here. May have to listen through an ad. I'll wait and see.
School's out.
Yeah, school. I don't want to hear about that. Some orthodontist in Dallas. Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst speaking out about his August 3rd phone call to the Allen Police Department. He made the call on behalf of his nephew's wife.
I would like to find out what.
Yeah,
I need
we know
to
that
do
story already. Yeah, right, right.
Out of jail.
Oh no, it's a 2.5 minute audio cut. Forget it. Anyway, he says, how would you feel if you had two family members call and they were so distraught they could barely talk? Oh, yeah, horrible.
So distraught.
Really, after speaking at the Texas Conservative Leadership Symposium in Georgetown, I simply wanted to know what the procedures were and if anything could be done. Yeah, that's the reason he had the head of the DPS call the Allen Police Department. I'm the type of guy that I care for family. I care for my friends. I care for the people of Texas, and I'm going to fight for them. I don't think he's turned it around yet.
No.
I think this still needs to put more lipstick on this pig.
No, I believe he's still wearing his fanny for a hat.
Yeah.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Rooting new plants from cuttings is one of the fun tasks of gardening. It's a means of perpetuating an old family heirloom, perhaps a rose your grandmother grew. It's a means of sharing plants you don't find in nurseries. It's even a way of saving a few bucks as you landscape. Do-it-yourself plants from the garden by cuttings. I'll have details right after this message. Bayer Advanced Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control is the alternative solution effectively to protect your fruit and vegetables using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients. It was formulated by Bayer Advanced scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and the results that you want. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control is in a convenient and easy-to-use, ready-to-spray form. It's a 3-in-1 product that kills fungus, insects, and mites, including spider mites. It prevents black spot, rust, powdery mildew, and many more. Read the label for a complete listing.
This product can be used on roses, vegetables, flowers, shrubs, and houseplants. You can use the product up to the day before harvesting fruits and vegetables. Read and follow label directions. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Bayer Advanced Natria. There are good points and bad points to growing your own rooted cuttings. First, you get exactly the same plant as the mother. That's generally a good thing. You can choose a superior plant and reproduce it forever. You can't always do that with seeds. For certain types of plants, cuttings are easy, and that's another good thing. Cuttings work well for most vines, ground covers, and shrubs. They're used for a few types of annuals, but they're not practical for many perennials and most types of trees. You also end up with a tiny little rooted cutting when you finish the initial propagation process. You have to pot it and nurture it for 6 to 18 months until it's large enough to fend for itself in your landscape. That's fine if you're growing a bunch of plants of that same type, but it can be somewhat annoying if you only want one or two plants in the first place. So with those disclaimers out of the way, I'm going to give you the steps in rooting cuttings in your own backyard environment. Start with a sharp knife and pruning shears, a florist flat, or a large shallow nursery pot. A mix of equal amounts of brown Canadian sphagnum peat moss and coarse horticultural perlite. Rooting hormone powder, a small pencil or a short dowel stick, a piece of dry cleaner's plastic, and four or five thin 12-inch stakes. Fill the pot or the florist flat with your rooting mix and water it thoroughly. Your cutting wood should be usually of recent, healthy, vigorous growth, and it usually should be taken near the growing tips of the branches. If the growth is extremely succulent, prune and discard the terminal inch or two. Cutting lengths will vary with the types of plants involved, but usually they'll be 4 to 6 inches long. Work quickly so the cuttings won't dry and wilt. If it's going to be a while, put them in an ice chest and not a bucket of water. It's better that they not be wet when you dust them with a rooting hormone powder. It's usually best if the growing tip is not going to be part of the final cutting to make the cut at the bottom end of each cutting on a 45-degree slant so you can tell the top from the bottom. Strip the leaves off the bottom 60% of each cutting. You want to use your knife to take 2 shallow inch-long slices off opposite sides of the base of each cutting. Then you dust those wounds in the rooting hormone powder, tap off the excess. You want to use the pencil or dowel stick to make an insertion hole into the potting medium. You insert the cutting firm around it and water it. Cover it with the dry cleaner's plastic and keep it almost airtight. You want to put it in bright light out of direct sunlight. Tug on the little cuttings gently after a few weeks, and when they begin to offer resistance, it's time to pot them up and grow them for several months. I'm Neil Sperry, Commercial Landscaping, in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Texas A&M starting defensive backs DeShazer Everett and Floyd Ravens each must miss game time for a violation of athletic department policy. That's according to athletic director Eric Hyman, and the announcement was made Saturday. Both were suspended from team activities for nearly a month after each were charged this summer with 2 counts of misdemeanor assault and 1 count of criminal mischief stemming from an April incident. Both turned themselves in willfully on July the 1st. Everett, a starting quarterback, will be suspended a half game, while Raven, projected to start at safety, will be suspended for a full game. On now to the soccer pitch, junior Shea Grooms broke a scoreless tie in the 79th minute and sent number 12 Texas A&M to a 1-0 win over UTSA last night at Ellis Field. Aggies return to action on Friday when they host Arizona State. First, they dropped the ball on that one at 7:30. A&M junior Jennifer Nadeau collected a gold medal Sunday as a member of the United States 4x100-meter sprint relay team, which won comfortably by a couple seconds, which in international is pretty impressive. They carted a time of 43.97 at the Pan American Junior Championships. Nadeau also earned a silver medal in the 100 meters, and that was on Friday. The Houston Texans' Andre Johnson had 131 yards receiving before halftime in his first extended work of the preseason against the New Orleans Saints. New Orleans' backup scored 2 touchdowns, however, in the second half to help the Saints to a 31-23 victory over the Texans. Quarterback Matt Schaub hooked up with Johnson for a few of those 131 yards and was asked if the team's goal was set right at the Super Bowl this year.
our next step. That's the next step in our progression as a football team and an organization, is to take that next step and win a championship. And that's where our focus is. But right now, at this point in the year, you know, we got to focus on week one. And it's a long season, but ultimately that is our goal. And, you know, anything short of that's a failure.
On now to Major League Baseball. Jordan Danks homered to back a solid start by his brother John and helped the surging White Sox beat the Rangers 5-2. The White Sox took 2 of 3 from the AL West leaders, and John Danks outpitched Matt Garza. Danks allowed 2 runs over 6 innings for his second straight win, and here's Washington on his pitching.
You know, he got us in the 7th inning. As I said, I think it was command more than anything as far as location of a pitch goes. You know, he wanted to throw that breaking ball. He threw to Danks down in the dirt. He left it up, and he caught it. You know, and Fegley came up there and caught a first pitch fastball. So he kept us around, and we had an opportunity. We just didn't cash in.
On now to the Stros. The Toronto Blue Jays rallied from 2 runs down in the 9th inning to snap a 7-game losing streak.
The strike one pitch. Breaking ball grounded off the glove of Jansen. The ball ricochets to second. Going slows to first. Ball game, Blue Jays. 2-1 here in Houston.
Mark Brulé allowed 7 hits and struck out 7 in winning his 5th straight game. He's allowed 7 runs in over 27 innings spanning his last 4 starts. Jumping now to the PGA, Adam Scott closed with a 5-under-66 to win the Barclays by 1 stroke over 4 other golfers.
I can't believe it, to be honest with you. I think, you know, I just played a good round today, and I came in and really didn't think I had a chance. But obviously, I, you know, things went my way a lot out there, and so happy.
Scott finished 11-under and moved to a career-best number 2 in the world in winning the first event of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Tiger Woods, Justin Rose, Gary Woodland, and Graham DeLeet tied for the second, 1 shot ahead of Phil Mickelson, Jim Furyk, and D.A. Points. In the Little League World Series.
2-2, fair ball down the line. Here comes Gomey. Kobayashi's going to score as Hiroka stops at second and continues to be the hero.
Ryushi Hiroka lined a decisive 2-run double in the bottom of the 5th inning to lead Japan to a 6-5 win over Chula Vista, California for the Little League World Series title. It was the 14th championship game for Japan, which is making its 4th straight appearance in the title game and their 9th title overall. British newspapers The Sunday Times reached a settlement with Lance Armstrong after suing the disgraced cyclist to recover damages from a libel settlement. The paper paid Armstrong almost $500,000 in 2006 to settle a case after printing claims that he took performance-enhancing drugs. But confirmation that Armstrong led a massive doping program on his team came to light last year in the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency report, prompting a confession by the American, who was stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles. The Sunday Times announced it was suing Armstrong for about $1.6 million to reclaim some of the loss of the 2006 settlement. And that's been a look at your sports. It's all brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here's an OTC business profile from SpotlightStock.com. Refill Energy, ticker symbol REFG. Refill Energy provides powerful solutions for a complex industry. REFG's technology ensures regulation compliance, allowing producers and providers to meet growing demands. Talk to your broker about Refill Energy or enter ticker symbol REFG. That's ticker symbol REFG. See SpotlightStock.com for full disclaimer.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
I'm Chris, and I found my fight at Aggieland Fitness Dome. An hour of cardio with kicks, punches, and other mixed martial arts movements to get my body where it needs to be. I need group kick, and I need Aggieland Fitness Dome.
At Aggieland Fitness Dome, you inspire change, and we inspire results. Kick the hustle and bustle of every day and smack your frustrations with group kick. Try your first class for free. We're located on Highway 6. Just take the Barron Road exit, and we're the big round building. Or give us a call, 690-DOME. That's 690-3663. You can even check us out online at AggielandFitness.com.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. There's a chance of rain in it. That's kind of nice. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF.